We are just 2 days away from Macho Self Storage Jub Jam 13?
13.
Wow.
How about that? Yeah, this short week has kind of caught me. I realized last night, okay, wait, tomorrow's Wednesday. That means we're 2 days away. We've put a lot of planning into this thanks to our promotions staff and folks up here at the Ticket and at the Senior Source. Every dollar we raise on Friday night at the Longhorn Ballroom will go to the Senior Source of Greater Dallas, organization that has done so much for the elderly, so many different outreach programs over the last 60 years. And we're going to have a lot of folks there. This is going to be our biggest one as far as those who have attended. We are basically sold out. I think we have a few standing room only tickets. If you go to theticket.com, you may be able to work your way in. I think we're going to maybe give away a few tickets here in the next few days. But we're going to have a great crowd. And thanks to our buddy Pat Green, who's going to be full band. Pat rearranged his spring and early summer schedule so he could play Jub Jam with his entire band. That's a really big deal right there, as we talked about with Pat a couple of months ago when we announced this. Thanks to my friends Michael Padgett, Bobby Duncan, and Isaac Hoskins, who will be in the house. Three incredible singer-songwriters. And this voice you hear right now is Gabe Lee, and you've heard me talk about him a little bit over the last couple of months. I've heard of him for the last couple of years, and I've heard this song, Babylon. And when I heard this song a couple of months ago, I had just gone through the loss of my brother. And, a lot of people do this. If they feel sad or they've gone through something really difficult, they listen to music and it makes them feel better. And that's what I've always done with music. I've talked many times about just how beautiful music can be. I think it can be healing. I think it can be joyful. I think it can bring up, obviously, feelings of sorrow, too. But after I heard this song, Babylon, a few months ago, I did a deep dive on Gabe Lee and started just listening to record by record and song after song, whether if it was Rusty or this next song that we're about to hear, Lidocaine. It created so many memories of John Prine, of Bob Dylan. But I heard this song, and it really, really resonated with me. We'll just hear the first couple of lines here.
I'm a big fan of the weather. She ain't bothered by change. Me, I need mental shots, lidocaine, just to get me through the day. I count my time in weeks and leap years, 'cause it feels like slowing down. But the trouble I've been finding out is you can't turn no time around. Ain't no telling where I'll be when the sun come up tomorrow. So make me laugh, make me cry. Read me something happy from the Bible. Lord, I know I'm not insane, just I took a turn off memory lane. And did I pray? Or didn't I pray? Not to forget you before I'm gone.
So you hear the beauty of that song. It's just wonderful, lyrically, musically. And I couldn't get enough of the song the first time I heard it, because it really spoke to me. And I knew the first time I heard it what it was about. It's about dealing with someone who's going through memory loss. And that's what my brother went through. That's what my parents went through. And it just, it really, really spoke to me. And I'd listen to this song, and it made me feel better. It did make me hurt, but I swear I felt myself getting better every day. And one time my wife came in, I was listening to the song. She goes, do you listen to this song just to make yourself miserable or feel better? And I said, yes, I think a little bit of both. And it would take me to a place, still obviously does, but by the end of it, I would feel better. And for, you know, someone who is dealing with loss, and we've lost, you know, my sister, my brother in the course of a year, there's no doubt I still need to go to therapy, but Gabe Lee has been my therapist for the last couple of months.
Yeah, that line, "Lord, I know I'm not insane. I just took a wrong turn off memory lane."
Yeah, what a line.
What a great line.
Yeah. And so I reached out and I thought, okay, well, I know someone who knows of him and is booking him at Texas Music Revolution, my friend Joshua Jones, and he helped me get a hold of Gabe's marketing company. And my thought going in was, if nothing else, I'm going to get a message to Gabe that this song and his music is amazing. And if nothing else, he's helped one person in this world. And got a hold of his marketing team, pitched the idea of him coming to Jub Jam. They liked it. They talked to Gabe, and he's coming to Jub Jam. Last week, I got a chance to talk to him about songwriting, about music. We talked for a while. And you hope, because you build someone up in your mind, they're going to be just as great as you think they're going to be. And he seems like a really nice and thoughtful dude. And we spent some time talking about this song, Light a King.
I was traveling, and I pick up a lot of stories as I'm on the road, which I'm used to. I've got this like open ear I could be in the checkout line at the grocery store, and somebody's talking to me, or someone's talking in the background, and I might be eavesdropping a little bit. I spent a lot of time as a bartender, and you know, I've gotten used to, I guess, being open to folks' thoughts and stories and perspectives. And so this one particular Uber car I was in the back seat, this lady was driving me to a hospital because I was picking up my girlfriend's car. My girlfriend's a nurse, and I was flying in to meet her, going to snag her car and then pick her up after she got off. So this driver told me that she had just come from the hospital earlier that week, and she had a doctor who told her brain was shrinking, and that she had maybe 10 years before her memory was gone, and she had some type of dementia. She was 40 years old at the time.
Oh, man.
And this was about 3 years ago. And she was just kind of, you know, just gobsmacked. She didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to do as a passenger in an Uber ride. I was just, again, listening, and because what else can you really do? And over time, and I had people in my own family, you know, or folks in my community that have experienced that. It's very, unfortunately, it's not uncommon.
Yeah.
As someone who lives in the moment in a lot of ways, and is a constant traveler and a performer, entertainer, one of the worst things, you know, one of the greatest fears has to be the loss of memory. Because as a songwriter, I'm here to try to preserve memories. And I think that's kind of what inspired that song, was wanting to tell her story before she couldn't anymore.
Well, as I told you, I've been using the song for therapy now for about 3 months. I probably still need therapy, but thank you for the song.
Yeah.
Thank you for the lines in that song, which I know have to be resonating with other people around the country who've lost someone. And maybe they did or maybe they didn't get confirmation that they didn't forget them, them before they were gone. I just think that's such a beautiful line.
Yeah, loss is tough, and when you if you have the ability or the opportunity to put to capture that in a song, it's a universal language music, and it's one of the best ways for folks to connect as you've connected with Lidocaine and some of the other songs. Then I hope more people do.
That's Gabe Lee. He's worth a listen, whether it's Lidocaine, Drink the River, Long Time Ago, Eveline. Song after song, he's just brilliant. And he told me he was going to play Lidocaine this Friday. You can tell I still need therapy, but I appreciate Gabe.
That's what Gordo and I are here for.
But you know, and we hear from P1s who say, hey, I went through this and I listen to you guys every morning. Somehow it helped me get to work. And I think that's why I wanted to reach out to Gabe, whether he did Jub Jam or not. That's just such a great bonus that he can. But that's what I wanted to reach out to him, because this is therapy, obviously, right now for me. But also when we hear, I mean, everyone, we're not escaping this without loss. We all go and change, and, you know, life is difficult. There's a lot of difficulties in it. I still think the beauty and the love outweigh all of that. But when we hear from P1s and say, hey, I listened to the show and you guys, you know, were talking about something ridiculous and somehow it made me forget about the struggles that I've been through, that makes this show to me seem worthwhile in what we've done over the last 30 years. And this song, Lidocaine, is just so worthwhile to me, and the impact that music can have, I think, is more real with me now than it ever has been.
Mm-hmm. Even more reason to look forward to Friday night in Macho Self Storage, Jub Jam 13. Go to theticket.com for complete details. We're just 2 days away.